The Adirondack Park Agency is offering a series of alternative land use options for the nearly 21,000 acres that include the Essex Chain Lakes, the Indian River, and OK Slip Falls tracts. The property includes 22 miles along the Hudson River. There are 7 potential land use classifications, from wilderness to intensive use. Most Adirondack environmental and conservation groups support what's called Alternative 1A, in which the new state lands would be classified primarily as wilderness, with some wild forest, and restrict any motorized vehicle use. Adirondack Mountain Club Executive Director Neil Woodworth calls that option a good balance of wilderness protection, access to the Hudson River, and wise management of the lakes.
The total distance of this lake chain from northeast to southwest, and that's basically the orientation of the lakes, is just a little over 7 miles. So it gives you a sense that you really don't need motorboats and all-terrain vehicles to get between those lakes.
Adirondack Council Executive Director Willie Janeway also supports the 1A option.
As the best way to do two things. One, protect the natural resources in the Essex Lakes and the Hudson Gorge. And two, to provide for recreational access and economic strength for the communities that are the gateways to this recreational area. And it's contrasted with the wild forest alternative, which could provide significantly more opportunity for ATVs and motorized recreation.
Many communities within the park prefer another classification. The 5 towns within the tracts, Indian Lake, Long Lake, Minerva, Newcomb, and North Hudson, have formed the Upper Hudson Recreation Hub. They are in support of any classification that would boost the local economy, primarily through tourism. Town of Minerva Supervisor Democrat Sue Montgomery Corey says that would best occur with a wild forest classification.
We believe that maximizing the range of things that folks can do increases the economic potential. A wilderness classification would limit things like snowmobiles and mountain bikes and a number of other recreational opportunities. We also think the question of access is absolutely critical.
Adirondack Park Local Government Review Board Executive Director Fred Monroe has hiked into the newly acquired lands and says while the Hudson River Gorge meets a wilderness criteria, the other tracts do not.
A wilderness area is defined in the State Land Master Plan to being a place where the earth and community of life are untrammeled by man without significant improvement and imprint of man's work substantially unnoticeable. And, you know, this property just does not come close to meeting that definition. There's 40 miles of hard surface road. There's a very substantial steel bridge, and there's a number of other steel and wood bridges. Certainly not an area that's untrammeled by man. It's not a wilderness area, and it doesn't meet that definition.
Protect the Adirondacks Executive Director Peter Bauer supports the wilderness alternative classification, even though the region has been used by people.
People say you're manufacturing wilderness, and we say we certainly are, even though for 150 years there was extensive human use, quite intensive use on that property. For 10,000 years before that, it belonged to the bears and the moose. And now we have an opportunity to give this land back, to share it with the bears and the moose in a way that really you don't find opportunities like that too often outside of the Adirondacks. And that's really the great opportunity that we have here.
Town of North Hudson Supervisor Republican Ron Moore says the classification must not ignore the people who are living and working in the region.
We really want to be able to interconnect our communities, to not utilize the network of roads as passing up an opportunity. And if the classification doesn't go our way, it's my opinion that we will have missed a great opportunity for an economic boost that really we need. And if we don't get it, we'll just continue to decline.
The final public hearings are being held by the Adirondack Park Agency today at the DEC headquarters in Albany at 1 p.m. and at 7 p.m. at the Warren County Board of Supervisors room in Lake George. Written comments can be submitted until July 19th. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.